Thank you for calling your pharmacy care services manager. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. What's the member ID you're calling about? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Please say or enter the member ID.
I don't have it.
Sorry, since I'm having trouble, let's move on. What's the member's date of birth? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Please say the member's date of birth like this. January 12th, 1967. And what's the member's zip code? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Please say or enter the member's 5-digit zip code. Sorry, since... Please hold while I connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you for calling the Prior Authorization Department. This is Andrea. Am I speaking with a member, provider, or pharmacy?
Yeah, hi, good morning. This is Lisa. You're calling from the provider's office, and I'm calling regarding for an authorization.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Just so I can better further assist you, is it okay if I ask additional questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. Were you calling to initiate a prior authorization or to check the status of one?
To check the status.
Okay. And Lisa, can I get the initial to your last name and your job title, please?
CS and Charlie, and I'm a front desk in the doctor's office.
And what's a good callback number just in case our call gets disconnected?
Callback number is 240-860-1330.
And what is the patient's first name, last name, and the date of birth?
Okay. Well, the patient's name is Athena Reese. Date of birth is January 14th, 1986.
Okay, can you spell the patient's first name and last name for me, please?
A as in first name is Athena, that's A as in Alpha, T as in Tango, H as in Hotel, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha. Last name is Reese, that's R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, again E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo.
Okay, and can I have you verify the patient's zip code for me, please?
Okay, zip code is 29601.
Okay, and what is the MPI number for the prescribing provider?
127-564-3561.
Okay, for Mary Hughes?
Yes.
Okay, and what is a good address and a fax number for the office?
52 Beer Drive, Greenville, South Carolina. 29605, and the phone number, right, you need?
Phone and fax, please.
240-860-1330.
And the fax?
661-249-6275.
That was 249 or 349?
249.
Okay. And which medication were you calling in regards to for today?
It is for Botox.
200 unit?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, perfect. So it looks like, bear with me one sec here. Okay, so it looks like there is an approval on file. It got approved on the 30th of last month, so 7:30 of 2025 up until October 30th of 2025. I did run a successful trial claim with Optum Specialty Pharmacy.
Okay, what can you repeat the validation date, 7:30 2025 to?
Mm-hmm, 10:30 of 2025.
Okay, and what's an authorization number?
It's going to be PA, as in prior authorization, dash S as in Frank, 254-7264.
Okay, can you send me this approval letter by the fax to us, please?
I'm so sorry, what was that again?
Can you send me this approval letter by the fax?
Yeah, it looks like it was sent over on the 31st. I can go ahead and resend it. Mm-hmm. Just to confirm, a good fax number is 661-249-6275, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So I did go ahead and resend it. If you want to give that just a couple minutes, that should go through successfully. But other than that, is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
I have a 2 to 3 patients. I just need the approval letter to be sent on that fax number. So can you just help
okay.
me?
Okay. Is it going to be the same doctor?
Yes, it will be under the same provider. And meanwhile, can I just get your name?
My name Andrea, initial to last name Ella Zalima.
Okay.
And bear with me one sec here. I'm just going to close this one out. Mm-hmm. Lisa, what's the next patient's first name, last name, and date of birth?
Okay. Well, patient's name, first name is Mary. Last name is Jean. That's a G as in girl, I as in India, N as in NC, again N as in NC. Date of birth is May 7, 1968. How
do you spell the patient's first name?
Mary, M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, Y as in Yankee.
Oh, Mary. Okay, I thought you said Maddie. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Can I have you verify patient's zip code for me, please?
29621.
Okay. And you stated it was for the same doctor, correct?
Yes.
All right. And just to confirm, that address is 52 Bear Drive in Greenville, South Carolina, 29605, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we have a phone number of 240-860-1330. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'd be perfect. And which is it for the same medication, the Botox?
Yes, it is for the same medication.
Okay. All right, perfect. I did run a successful trial claim as well. Let me know when you're ready, and I can go ahead and give you the approval number and also the approval dates, and I'll go ahead and refax as well.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. The approval reference number is going to be PA as in prior authorization, dash F as in Frank, 254-8165. And the approval dates are from, let me go back here, sorry. It's going to be 7:30 of 2025 up until 10:30 of 2025, so it'll be the same approval dates.
Okay, great. Can you send me this approval?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I went ahead and sent it. Also, just give it a couple minutes, and it should go through successfully.
Okay, that's great.
All right. You stated you have one more patient, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Same doctor as well?
Yes.
What's the patient's first name, last name, and the date of birth?
Okay, the next patient. The next patient is, 1 second. One second, I'm just finding. I think I'm having. Wait, Okay, the other thing is, we have submitted an appeal. Can you please able to check that?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Well, the case was denied and we have submitted an appeal. So due to on that case...
It just depends on if we handle the appeal or not. If not, I can definitely give you their information. What's the patient's first name, last name, and the date of birth?
Okay, so that patient's first name is... patient's name is Tena. First name is Tena. D as in David, E as in Alpha, N as in NC, A as in Alpha. Last name is Carish. That's a G as in Girl, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo. Again, R as in Romeo, I as in India, S as in Sam.
And what's the birthday?
March 28th, 1964.
Okay, I wasn't able to populate anything with that. What's the patient's member ID?
I have the medical ID. I don't have the pharmacy ID.
Okay, bear with me here, because I don't believe it's handled through us. Bear with me one second. Just to confirm, birth date 3/20/1964. Can I have you verify the patient's zip code for me, please?
29644.
Okay. Is this also for the Botox?
Yes.
200 units?
Yes.
Okay. So with this plan, it looks like it is something that is handled directly through us for appeal. Let me run a trial claim because I do see an appeal has been overturned and approved. Start here. I'll go ahead and send that to the same fax, 661-249-6275, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty, perfect. So I did run a successful trial claim. The appeal approval number is APP as an appeal, dash A as an apple, 447-280. And it got approved from 7/21 of 2025. Up until 10/30 of 2025, and successful trial claim was ran as well.
Okay, and yeah, it's already signed me the approval letter, right?
Mm-hmm. I went ahead and sent it over. Just give it a couple minutes, and those three should go through successfully.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much, Adriana.
Yeah, of course. Was there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, nothing else.
Alrighty, perfect. If you did opt to take my survey, please stay on the line. Have a good day.
You too.